I saw a headline that you were talking about the idea of negative interest rates potentially happening in this country. Do you think that's something possible? And if so, what would it signify?
Well, first of all, what it signifies really is that the world population is aging and that people are recognizing that they're dying off at a much later date than they originally contemplated when they started to save. And as a result of that, there's been an endeavor to pick up fairly quickly. Like the U.S. Treasury 30-year yield is terrifically useful, I would say, offset to the other things that are going on in the market. It's a real-time asset. And the reason, one of the reasons the gold price is rising as fast as it is, $1,500 a troy ounce, that's telling us essentially that people are looking for basically resources which they know are going to have a value 20 years from now or 30 years from now as they age, and they want to make sure that they have the resources to keep themselves in place. That is a clearly fundamental force that's driving this, but we don't know how far it'll go.
How far, Chairman Greenspan, do you think it could go? Do you think it could actually visit our shores as well?
Well, hardly likely that it's been, you know, for example, take a look at Japan. You can see it, you know, quite visually as the population goes down. And you can see it pretty much throughout the world. It's just a matter of time before it's more in the United States. And I think the issue here is watch the 30-year U.S. Treasury yield. That's going to tell you what's happening.